I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Well, happy holidays, everybody. Apparently, it's the holidays. I know it's only halfway through the year, but...
I mean, it is Christmas in July.
No, it's not. That's not even a thing. That's not a thing.
It's actually totally a thing.
Not a thing. To who?
Wait, you guys know Christmas in July.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about.
You know Christmas in July is like a thing.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's like people celebrate Christmas in July.
It's like whatever the halfway point to Christmas is.
June. June would be the halfway to Christmas.
No, but the Christmas in July is a thing. Like, people will have Christmas in July themed birthday parties or, like, parties and stuff like that. It's, like, definitely a thing.
According to my sister, apparently we need to be planning for the
holidays. July 25th.
Oh, is the official?
Is the mid-year celebration day.
So nice.
I got a text from my sister, y'all. This is the most cuckoo thing that I've heard in a long time. She literally texts me on Sunday. She goes, this is Sunday, 8:41 p.m. She goes, have you thought about what you want to do for the holidays this year? And, like, I read it, and I literally had to think about it for a second. This was my response. I said, which holiday are you referring to? I said, it's July. She goes, well, she said, ha ha ha, we want to have Christmas with you. And I said, I must be honest when I say I haven't really put any thought into Christmas yet. Not even Halloween yet. I mean, this is great. And then she kind of goes into, like, I just want to start getting plans on the books. Like,
yeah, because she needs to, because what needs to be happening.
If we can start booking flights so I know what days that you're going to be here. And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
This is my sister, Dermaggie, which I think you can tell by trying to book flights 6 months early. Absolutely kind of insane. Y'all, I don't know how you live your life, but, like, booking holiday trips right now sounds absolutely cuckoo to me. So I was like, I probably won't know until, I don't know, probably at the earliest October.
That's a no for me, dog.
maybe late July is crazy to me. But then I was like, hang on, my friend Jess is a
planner.
She's a, what's the word for you?
Is a what? Is an adult and has to plan?
Well, I mean, I know you start booking these things way early.
Proactive
is not the word for
dude,
her.
Dude, I'm so sorry, but I have to come to your sister's defense right now.
Are you starting to think about the holidays for real already?
I literally was waiting until after All Paws Home to get your holiday dates so I can book my flight to go back home across country. I literally had a meeting with Tom last Friday to get the exact dates that we will be off air for the Christmas holiday so I can buy my flights to go home.
Are they even available yet?
Yes, they are. And to
let me tell you,
I actually wanted to have a holiday vacation time meeting with you earlier because Southwest had a deal earlier, which we missed. But I knew that you were going to be all crazy about
that
it because
insane.
We were in the midst of All Paws Home. So I specifically waited.
That is so
and
crazy.
And I was going to talk to you about it this week because, dude, I need to let you know, like, you wait.
Me what?
Until the very, very last second.
October
to get
crazy? Is too crazy to start planning the holidays?
Yes.
October is too crazy to plan the holidays.
Because here's the deal. Your sister is not only thinking about the three babies that she needs to travel with, but also about her husband's schedule, about the time off work that he has to get, and also her in-laws' schedule as well. So she has all of these other factors that she needs to take into consideration when buying flights. And also, if they're flying.
They're not flying anywhere.
They're driving?
They're staying home.
They're driving?
They're trying to get us all to go to her house.
Okay, well then, okay.
There's nothing to worry about.
So there's two things here where, like, I literally am wanting the dates now, so I will keep track of flights and also deals. So when they're lower, I can just buy it immediately.
Okay.
And I also have my sister's schedule taken into consideration because she doesn't live at home anymore. She's in Vegas. So her and I are trying to coordinate to be in town at the same time. Something else I would like to add to this conversation that I really hope that you keep top of mind is You literally got into a massive, massive fight with your siblings about feeling like you were not included in the family vacation.
Jessica, it is
and
July.
Here is she telling you, I want to spend the holidays with you. What is your schedule so we can do this?
Hang
and
on.
Now you're going to
no,
give her
exactly.
a hard time.
Wait,
if I was
on.
Your sister, I would
hang
be
on.
Livid.
I want to prove that Jess and my sister are just a little bit cuckoo in this situation. Is there anybody already planning the holiday?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holidays. Y'all, it's July. It's July 15th. There's no way anybody else is already starting to think about it. It's July the 15th. It's 105 degrees outside. There's no way anybody else is doing this. What's up, Jess?
This is Jamie on one in Annapolis.
Jamie, you're not already planning the holidays. It's literally mid-July. It's hot as hell outside. You can't be thinking about the holidays right now.
I'm not planning the holidays personally myself. I am looking forward to the colder weather. But, Creamer, I feel like it's a no-win situation for you. It's either too soon or not soon enough.
Well, but like, Jamie, you're proving my point. It doesn't matter. You're proving my point. Nobody but Jess and my sister are thinking about the holidays right now. It doesn't matter what you think about me. You're proving my point. No one's doing this except for Jess and my sister, making it crazy. Like, it's just crazy
yes,
to start thinking about it.
I have kids, so I don't travel over the holidays. And both parents and in-laws are retired, so they come to us. So there's not really much planning to go on. But you complained when your sister didn't give you enough time. Now she's given you 6 months, and you're still complaining.
It just doesn't matter. Thank you, Jamie.
It's not clocking to you that she's standing on business,
no,
it does, is
it? It's just irrelevant to the conversation right now. This is Danielle. Danielle, are you already planning the holiday break, or the holidays this year?
I am, only because this is the first year my son's going to be away to college. He graduated, you know, class of 2025. So, you know, we live in Sykesville, and he's going all the way out to South Dakota for college. So we're driving him out there, you know, in August, next month.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm already looking at the prices for flights to bring him home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. for Thanksgiving, but not for Christmas yet.
But that's because he's supposed to drive back for the Christmas break.
And if he wasn't, would you be looking at Christmas flights if you wanted him to fly?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because that's what adults do.
Right now, it's so many. You know, you're looking in advance. So you've got that price cut advantage as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
that
I'm
stuff
already,
fluctuates.
My jaw dropped when I looked to see what the price was for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you're booking so far out. I mean, you book so far out, y'all. They're going to raise your prices high because they know you guys are cuckoo by then. I mean, it's okay. If you're thinking Thanksgiving, I mean, it's a little bit closer. So far, Jess is literally the only person in Maryland's planning Christmas. Let me see, though. This is Jennifer. What's up? Jennifer's in Baltimore City. Jennifer, are you already, and we're talking about like Christmas, Hanukkah, like the December holiday. Are you planning that already?
I have already started buying Christmas presents.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about, Amazon Prime Day, baby.
Okay, wait.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about.
How diehard are you going?
Oh, I'm going all out. Every year, all out, all the time.
What have you done to already plan for the holidays then?
Well, I've already called my brother and asked him when he's going to be home around the holidays.
Okay.
And my best friend, who's my son's godmother, wanted to make sure she's going to be home.
Okay.
What days? I'm not taking flights, but I'm driving.
Okay.
So I have to hit their houses at certain times,
right,
you know, when they're going to be there.
You got your map planned out already?
They're not going to be with their family.
Yeah, you got your map planned.
Because planning is required when there's multiple people involved because everyone has a schedule.
Do you have the meals planned out yet? Do you have the exact menu of what you're going to do, you think?
Well, not the meals yet, but that'll probably be next month.
Next month. You got at least August.
I love this.
You got to start stocking up, getting
I'm
good
right
deals
there
on
with
it.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get stuff, you know, all packed in your freezer and ready to go.
You got to get it ready to go. That makes sense. Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.